One in three beds outside of Dublin in hotels and B&Bs are being used for emergency accommodation. That's according to the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, who say that the price of a room has gone up almost 30% in the last 4 years, and that over €1 billion will be lost this year to other businesses depending on tourism because so many rooms are already booked out. Tourism bodies will be before the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sports and Media later today. Owen O'Mara Walsh is here. He's Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Owen O'Mara Walsh, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Good morning, Gavin.
One third of beds in hotels and B&Bs outside of Dublin booked for emergency accommodation, but that rate is higher in some counties.
That's right. I mean, they're quite startling figures in a way. We've got them from the Department of Integration, the Department of Children and Integration, who are tasked, if you like, with accommodating refugees and asylum seekers that come to the country. Obviously, we've got them at unprecedented levels. And the latest figures we have, which date from early March, show that about 27% of all tourism beds nationally are contracted to the government for humanitarian reasons. Take out Dublin, and that rises to 27% in regional Ireland. But if you look at specific counties, it's higher again. For example, chunks of the Wilds Atlantic Way, which is a big tourism heartland, and Donegal, for example, over 50% of tourism beds are now no longer available to the tourism economy. Nearly 40% in County Clare, 36% in Kerry. So some of the numbers are really quite startling, and I think we all accept that Ireland has to have a very generous humanitarian response to this crisis, and that's only right and appropriate, and the tourism sector should play its part. But to be the primary accommodation provider for refugees and asylum seekers does have unintended consequences that are of a dangerous economic hue.
Over 80% in Leitrim, over 60% in Longford. Does that include beds being used by people who are becoming homeless as well, including people being evicted who can't find anywhere
no,
to rent?
No, that's purely Ukrainian refugees and international asylum seekers.
Tell us about the impact of supply and demand and inflation on price.
Well, when you have that many beds out of the stock, obviously supply is compromised. And that's a great concern for us because demand is returning, which is the great news, because we had two awful years of COVID. There was about a €6 billion net loss to the tourism economy over a two-year period, despite very generous government supports. But thankfully, last year, demand recovered somewhat. We got back to about 70% of pre-pandemic levels. Demand also looks strong this year. But unfortunately, as we've just talked about, supply is hugely compromised. And when demand and supply is at a sink, there's upward cost pressures, which can feed into the end price that the consumer pays. And remember, on top of that, we've got an awful lot of business cost inflation. So it's putting an awful lot of, if you like, pressure on price and value for Irish tourism, which is of a concern going forward.
How are businesses that depend on tourists being impacted by the shortage of places?
Well, hotels, for example, are okay because, for example, if they're in government contract, they obviously get a check from the government every month or every 3 months to cover the costs of the services they provide. But all the downstream tourism businesses really face a tricky, tricky time. So the attractions, the restaurants, the cafes, the retail shops, the cultural centres, they're the ones likely to miss out on the tourism dollar. So you will, unfortunately, be facing a situation this summer where tourism towns up and down the length and breadth of the country will have a shortage of tourism beds, and therefore there will be very little tourism activity. As I say, the accommodation providers will be okay because they will get remuneration from the government of a certain level, but the downstream tourism businesses will be the ones that suffer, and that's of great concern for us. At the committee meeting that you mentioned earlier, Paul Kelly, the Chief Executive of Fortune Ireland, is at it, and he'll be presenting figures that show that the cost of all the bed stock taken out of the tourism economy is likely to be in and around €1.1 billion over an annualised period. So it's really, really severe.
But all these severe, as you put it, concerns that you're going to put to the Oireachtas Committee today are because, to go back to the start here, because so many hotel and B&B beds are being used for emergency accommodation. I mean, where are those people supposed to go if they're not going to stay?
Well,
there?
We've been calling for quite some time that a comprehensive plan needs to be put in place as to how refugees and asylum seekers are to be accommodated, both now and into the future. And the other thing to remember, Gavin, is, as you and all your listeners know, is that this is not just a crisis over the next 2 or 3 months. This is a crisis over the next 2 or 3 years. We think the tourism economy should play its part. We reckon around 12 to 15% of bedrooms should be allocated to refugees and asylum seekers on an 12 to 15%. So it's a multiple of that at the moment. And the problem is, if the tourism economy becomes the primary accommodation provider, it's going to have unintended consequences. So I think the government needs to be much more comprehensive in terms of other forms of accommodation, but, vacant dwellings, state institutions.
We've been talking on this programme and many programmes for the last couple of weeks about a lack of accommodation for all sorts of people, for refugees, for asylum seekers, for people who are becoming homeless, for people who want to buy a house. And this is an overall problem, and hotels are simply filling that gap in the short term. There isn't anywhere else, is there?
Well, I think there's an onus on government to be much more creative and much more balanced as to how refugees and asylum seekers are to be housed. Because if there's the over-reliance on the tourism accommodation stock, you're going to have these unintended consequences that I talk about. And that's very serious for regional Ireland in particular, but also jobs and the overall economy.
Not just a lack of beds you'll be raising, but a lack of cars to hire as well. Why? What's going on there?
Well, it's a legacy of COVID, if you like, that over the 2 years when there was no international visitors coming to the country, the car fleets that the car hire companies had was diminished dramatically. And it's taken a long time to bring those back. So you'll only have as many cars available for hire this year in around 60% of 2019 levels. So that's obviously, again, a demand and supply issue that's out of sync, because an awful lot of tourists that come to Ireland obviously hire a car and enjoy the regions. And I think we have to be very positive about Irish tourism going forward, but there's a number of sort of external factors that we have to keep an eagle eye on.
Onamara Walsh, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.